The next patient is George Onusco, Oscar November Uniform Sierra Kilo Oscar, A-O-N-U-S-K-O, George. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white male with a history of CKD3B. The patient has cardiovascular disease with stenting several times according to his description. The patient has some degree of cardiomyopathy. He's followed by Dr. Chaimchak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. He has coronary artery disease, and he has a diabetes mellitus that has been for years out of control with the hemoglobin between 8.5 and 9, period. During this visit, the laboratory workup showed the presence of a serum creatinine of 1.95, which is similar to the prior determination. The estimated GFR is 34, but the protein creatinine ratio that had been with a normal range this time is 318, period. It is my impression that he has nephrosclerosis associated to the entities that we mentioned before and the diabetes mellitus that has to get under control, period. He was evaluated by Ms. Campbell, ARNP, for the diabetes. However, he didn't like the idea of sticking a needle in his body and did not use the Ozempic. My recommendation is the use of SGLT2 inhibitor like Farxiga. However, the patient is going to be referred to endocrinology with the idea of get the best medication because we have to control that blood sugar that is responsible for the proteinuria. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control, 146/71. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking. The patient quit more than 10 years ago. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is with fair control with hemoglobin A1C. Reported .8. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-stent. The patient had a coronary angiography with percutaneous revascularization of the left circumflex artery, the marginal branch of the circumflex, and in the proximal mid portion of the left circumflex, period. The patient has a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, has following number hypokalemia that is under control, and following number hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient is going to be seen in 3 months. We invested 8 minutes for the review and interpretation of all the lab and in the face-to-face 15 minutes and 5 minutes in the documentation.